With another Illinois farm, family, or food-related destination you might enjoy, I'm Carrie Muehling for RFD Town & Country Partners. Ackerman Farms has a rich agriculture history, says John Ackerman, who owns the farm with his wife, Eve.
We had a cattle operation, and like many farms, we struggled through the 80s and well into the 90s. Our goal was kind of to still be full-time farmers. By happenstance, I had contracted with the local canning factory to do some of the canning pumpkins, and they had harvested, but I had not pulled the ones that grew down into the ditch back into the field. And I thought, well, that's a shame to waste those. I threw them in our pickup truck, and just for fun, I laid them out in our yard, and people began to stop and ask if they could buy them. And that was kind of the seed of an idea that grown quite a bit over the years.
Ackerman says Morton is known as the pumpkin capital of the world.
We like to claim that because in most years, 90% of all the pumpkins canned in the country are canned right here in Morton. Depending on which year and what part of our crop rotation we're in, every so many years I will raise the processing or canning pumpkins for the local factory. We've got a good working relation with them, and they've been really good to the farmers out here.
Ackerman says the farm opens up each year in the middle of August as they prepare for the annual Morton Pumpkin Festival in September.
But we will open to allow people to come out and pick their own pumpkin, and there's also our corn maze here at the farm, and we do hayrack rides on weekends for the public. We've also got animals here on the farm for people to see. We're open Monday through Saturday, 9 to 6, and Sundays, noon to 5, and we let our last people in the corn maze 1 hour before we close. And we do have a gift shop on the farm. It was originally a hog building my dad had built in 1960, and we cleaned it up.
Ackerman says they are proud of the family history on the farm.
This farm's been our family for, well, about 106 years now. The house that my wife and I have raised our children in is the same house that my great-grandfather designed, and my grandfather actually helped to build. We've got a picture of him on a mule helping to pull the dirt away from where the basement was dug. My dad, he was born in the parlor here in the house. So there's a lot of family history here. It's definitely a working farm. I think when people come here, they recognize that. This is where we grew up, where we raised our children. We love what we do. I think, you know, people, I don't think, get into this type of thing to get rich monetarily, but there's all kind of other riches, and we feel really, really blessed for what's going on out here. You know, I thought I'd be a cattleman my whole life, but sometimes God will lead you another direction, and we feel very, very blessed for the direction he's led us.
You'll find Ackerman Farms in Tazewell County in central Illinois.
Our farm's wedged between Highway 150 on the south and Interstate 74 on the north. So if I don't plant straight rows, everybody knows about it.
Visit AckermanFarms.com. Do you have an Illinois farm, family, or food-related destination we should share? Send it to us by email at radio@ilfb.org. For RFD Town & Country Partners, I'm Carrie Muehling.